Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
My name, mi nombre, es Douglas. How's that for a Spanish? You like that, ladies? Is that a good way for us to
begin? Your name is Douglas.
Did you go to the Michael Bloomberg School of Spanish? It's about that level.
Huh? Wait a minute. No comment from Jay. I figured she'd be in there with us.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing. Yeah.
Ah, yes. Okay. So we can do this program in English, French, German. We can do it in Spanish. Speaking of Azure, by the way, those ladies are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The announcement of what's happening in Germany. Do they have the same sort of election? I wonder. I don't know that much about the election per se. Do they have the same with their parties? And I know we were talking about this last week. The parties are a little more civil. They seem a little more centrist than what we have over here. Do they have... With the race, they have elections on weekends, which puts them a leg ahead of us because we have them during the week and it's nonsense we should have them on the weekend. Most anybody that you ask will agree with that. Anyway, so the exit polls show that the center-left Social Democrats and the center-right Christian Democrats are basically in a dead heat. So,
overnight, yeah, I sent you an update. Overnight, the Social Democrats narrowly won. So they've been declared the winners.
Okay, so who is the new person to replace Angela?
Olaf Scholz.
Olaf Scholz, him?
I loved him in Frozen. He was,
I know,
wow.
Right?
Wow. Congratulations,
they
Olaf.
They elected a snowman in Germany.
Right. Isn't that cool? Olaf. Isn't that a great name? Don't you think that's a great name? What's the equivalent in America to Olaf? Ollie? Oliver? Is Olaf equal to Oliver?
I don't know.
Olaf.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think
it
is.
You go with it.
Okay, we'll take that. Thank you very much. Jay's always on my side. Okay, the hurricane. Do we talk? Do we bother getting everybody worked up about Sam strengthening to a Category 4 in the Atlantic? But apparently, I'm looking at the weather this week. Looks pretty good in the Northeast for a change. Right, lots of sunshine, lollipops.
It's beautiful this week. Yep.
Roses, yep. Getting a lot of work done on the farm, driving out. Can't tell you how many times I've gotten stuck in fields doing haying and stuff. The weather has incredibly affected us. And so, we'll be on tractors out in the hayfield till it snows. That's another thing. Use your imagination. Imagine what it would be like if we had hurricanes in the wintertime. And there was we have had so much rain and so much wind. Let's say you put that into snow. Do you know how, and that's how the planet used to be. You know, there were many, many, many millions of years that the planet was covered with ice and snow. And that was it. The planet was just an ice ball and snow. So that's what happens with all, I just think. You know, we all talk about the hurricane season. We talk about global warming, climate change. I don't know if that's a good way to start the week or not, to think about what our existence would be like if we had hurricanes in the wintertime. Something to worry about. I don't know. Is that a good, Jay, in terms of social media and trending things? Is that not, it's not really...
Should we worry about hurricanes in the winter?
In the wintertime?
Well, maybe not. Okay.
Don't they call those epic blizzards?
Epic.
Or what is it? The what's that snow cap? Not the snow cap, but the Arctic chill that comes down?
The Polar Express. Is that what you're talking about?
Polar Vortex, maybe?
Polar Vortex.
That's
The Polar Express or the movie.
Why is everything with the weather so much scarier than when we were kids? Like, they didn't give it weird names.
Because the news media makes everything out to be, you get sucker punched every day. I was watching the news last night, and they went, breaking news, some kid fell down an elevator shaft in an MBTA station and broke his leg. That was the lead story. Okay, so it's too bad that this kid fell down the elevator.
You live in a really nice neighborhood if that's your lead story. We have murders and all kinds of stuff this weekend.
Yeah. It's you just have to wonder about what is really important. So I think that environmental things, you'll notice we're not talking about COVID much. I don't think there's anything that is not any hot. There's some stuff, but it's not really hot. Do you agree?
The Pfizer news for kids is making headlines, yeah.
Okay, so you want to tell that story?
And New York suing and getting an injunction with the mandates in the schools, I thought was pretty big, too. But
okay, so you take the Pfizer, Victoria, and Jennifer, you take the masks. How's that for distributing authoritatively?
Sure. Well, the Pfizer CEO was on, you know, doing the morning shows on Sunday.
Yeah, doing the rounds.
And so he said that they are submitting the data for kids 5 to 11. They're going to actually submit that in the next few days. And it looks like the FDA is, you know, they're going to have to do their review and come to the conclusion, and they've got the panel and all that. But this Pfizer CEO said he, Albert Bourla is his name, he said he felt confident that the FDA would, in maybe in a matter of weeks, approve the next round for kids age 5 to 11. So.
And did he say how much money was the person doing the interviewing asking the important question of how much money will Pfizer make adding this to their catalog, shall we say? Well, how much more money do they take in because of children?
I haven't checked the stock lately, though, but it didn't move for a long time, so, because I had it and then I sold it. So I'm not sure, you know, how that's affected the stock price. I mean, I think pretty much everyone now, you know, the main conversation about COVID, I was at a wedding this weekend, so everyone's talking about COVID, and the main conversation really is how, if you didn't get Moderna, that was, because, you know, Moderna's kind of the sleepy hit, and that's, at first, everybody, you know, myself included, we were all excited to get Pfizer, but really turns out Moderna is by all studies now, is really the front runner for the most effective, the longest lasting, and the one that keeps you out of the hospital and with the fewer amount of symptoms. So go Moderna. If you got Moderna, you hit the jackpot.
All right, Jennifer, you're up to bat with mask news.
It's not masks, it's actually vaccines, and it's about the public schools in New York. There was a federal appeals court that temporarily delayed the city from implementing vaccine requirement for public school employees. And it was a restraining order. It's just a temporary one that was granted by a judge in the Second Circuit Court of Appeals on Friday night. The case now goes to a 3-judge panel at the federal level, which agreed to expedite the argument over the vaccine mandate for public school teachers and for staff members. So pretty significant because, again, we've been talking about as more mandates go into place, are people going to start fighting back? And apparently New York, that's where kind of ground zero is. And so the nation will be looking to see what this is all about. The hearing is going to happen on Wednesday at, I think, 10 o'clock in the morning. And that was the day that the mandates were supposed to take effect. So it's just a temporary block pending the outcome of the hearing. So
it happens. That's good. Now, the story of the Amtrak train that derailed. This is one of the most beautiful trips that anyone could ever imagine. Taking this trip, going across from Chicago out to Seattle, across the border. This is something that goes to the most remote parts of our country. The beauty in big sky country, I don't think it can be equaled anywhere. Now, I've been fortunate enough to see lots of beauty and lots of wonderful things. But unfortunately, this trip, if you will, this route, was the site of a derailment on Saturday. 3 people were killed. 5 others were injured. It's called the Empire Builder. Westbound to Seattle, derailing about 4 in the afternoon near Joplin, Montana, which is just a little south of the Canadian border. And again, a fabulous ride. There were 2 locomotives and 10 cars on the train, 141 passengers. And so there's no, I haven't seen yet, and maybe you have, ladies, an explanation as to what happened. It's in an area.
They're investigating now, but I haven't seen anything. I mean, I'm assuming, I mean, some of the cars fell over and some didn't. So I don't know if they took a turn too quickly, but it doesn't really look like it's very bendy.
It's not any, exactly.
So,
no twists and turns out there.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to find out, but I don't know. It's always sad, and we haven't had an Amtrak disaster in a while. They seem to have happened all the time on the East Coast, but They haven't. We haven't had a big one in a while. So.
Okay, so here's a big one. A couple of EPA items that are important, I think, for consideration because of the fact that 8 million tons of plastic a year, which is like a garbage truck load every minute, dumped into the ocean. And what do we do about it? This is something that has bugged all of us, I think, as we think about consumerism and how things are wrapped up, the things that things, you know, when you go to the store and you buy something, all of the stuff that it's wrapped in, prepared in, pretty distressing to see that a lot of it comes in plastic. There are people who have changed that. I said, I told you I would go on the farm when we were serving ice cream to people so that the stuff is like paper mache. I never can remember what it's called, but it's biodegradable. And I don't know, there have been our community limited narrow use of plastic bags. A lot of people have just eliminated them. And so, okay, that's good. But the Ocean Cleanup, which is an environmental group, not based in America, but over in Europe, trying to remove as much of the plastic as they can. Their strategy is twofold. On one hand, stopping the use of it, telling people there's another way of doing it. And at the same time, the plastic that's there, on top of what gets dumped there every year, they've been working over in Malaysia to keep the plastic from entering the ocean. There's some pictures. If you go to their website and look at the crap that's on the beaches, you think our beaches are messy.
Oh.
Look at this. I'm looking at a picture of a beach in Indonesia. You would not believe it if you didn't see it.
It's awful. The birds don't even know, like, what's when they lay eggs, and you know the seagulls and stuff, when they don't even know what's not twigs and stuff. They just make nests out of plastic. It's so awful.
This area
is so gross.
It's called the Great Pacific Garbage Dump.
Yep.
79,000 tons of plastic over this beach area that they have identified and are trying to clean up. Recyclable plastic and cans and all kinds of stuff, just awful. So think about that when you throw something off to the side of the road, will you? 18 after the hour.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
Doug Steffen here. I spent a lot of time talking about MyPillow products. Now they've done it again. They announced the introduction of new My Slippers. My Slippers took a couple of years to develop to ensure that they are the highest in quality and comfort, just like everything else at MyPillow. These are designed for all day, indoor use, outside wear. My Slippers are made with quality suede and the exclusive 3-tier cushioning system, combining layers of MyPillow fill, impact gel, and comfort memory foam to absorb impact and relieve pressure. Your feet will never feel the same. Whether you prefer the moccasin or the slip-on style, My Slippers are available right now in a variety of colors and sizes. Go to MyPillow.com, look for the My Slippers new page, get 50% off. That's the new My Slippers, get 50% off. Discount code.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's an announcement that you've all been waiting for. What's the latest with J-Lo and Ben-O? Ben-O? No, Ben. What is it? Bennifer?
Ben-A.
Bennifer. Okay, Ben-A. I like that even better. Okay, so you want to know? You have to stick around for a moment and then we'll tell you.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so Jay is here with Jennifer and Victoria and Doug. Jay is in charge not of your social media, but ours, and your connection to us via social media. So the trending items that show up at the top of the heap, and this is the top of the top of the heat, J-Lo and Ben are doing what? Where have they been this weekend?
They were at the Global Citizen Live concert. They were in New York City. The concert's part of a worldwide event. London, Paris, Rio, the Big Apple, Nigeria, Lagos, and it's all on a spotlight
Nigeria.
For hunger.
Why do they have it in Nigeria?
Because it's about ending world hunger and all kinds of issues, so it's around the world. Yeah,
yeah, the hunger epidemic, the climate crisis, COVID vaccines.
It's so J-Lo
was
Nigeria. What's wrong with Nigeria?
Nigeria?
I know. That was
Nigeria. That was the takeaway.
We always have this thing about Nigerians and they're moving off people with their stupid schemes on email. And
are never actually Nigerian, though. You know that,
no.
Right?
I'm a Nigerian prince from Detroit.
Those are all Russian bots and stuff. Like, that's not actually people from Nigeria.
So we're not helping people in Russia, though. That's a good thing, right? They're probably hungry people in Russia, but they got plenty to drink, so they're worried about food. All right. Meanwhile, back at all of this, so I'm sorry to get in the way of...
J-Lo performed, and Ben was there watching with all his boyfriend pride.
Oh, sweet. Okay. All right. So let's see here. I see that Britney Spears, just as an aside, thinking about couples and stuff. What's his name? Sam? Mm-hmm. Asghari? Is that how you pronounce his name?
Sam yep. Lefty? Asghari. Wow. Sam Lefty was a long time ago. Yeah. Why is that stuck in my head?
Uh-huh. Anyway, okay. So they were interviewed, and supposedly he made a comment that he thinks all of this stuff has taken its toll on them. I've never seen a picture of the two of them together. He actually is kind of good looking.
He's very handsome. Yeah. Right. They're cute together. We'll get into it later on. But yeah, it was a bombshell of a documentary over the weekend too.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. What's going on with them?
They're in New York City and kind of secretly, somewhat secretly filming the trip. They had their own videographer, their own photographer. They
how
were
they
hooked
do
up
anything
with mics
secretly?
That were trying to hidden.
How can people like that do anything?
Yeah. Speak into my microphone.
It's not even like somebody just had a camera, like a phone from their, or the camera from their phone. It was a big old camera, but they're taking some video from their upcoming rumored Netflix documentary about their lives. And this is just part of like all kinds of deals that they have in the works going on. Harry.
They were at the Global Citizen, too. They were on stage, yeah.
And then they flew their private plane back, which is great for the planet.
Yeah. Anybody watch the Tonys last night?
No.
Okay, so there you go. Broadway is open, but not to us, apparently. 28 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Here is today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Volkswagen ID.4 has been selected for a new mission to transport sculptor Tom Sash's studio team during the fourth exhibition in Sash's Space Program Series, a 13-year exploration of the boundaries of other worlds and human possibilities. On September 18th, the space program Rare Earth opened, documenting a mission to Forvesta, the brightest asteroid visible from Earth. For more automotive tech news, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Text us to receive up to 5 marketing texts sent via automated technology to your number. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Membership automatically renews. Cancel any time.
Hi, you ever heard of Beachbody On Demand? Hold on a second. Here is your free membership. I'm Carl Deichler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I just sent a free membership to another customer. And I'm giving away 10,000 free memberships a week to anyone who texts me right now to try our new Beachbody On Demand fitness and nutrition app. Just text the word JOIN to 303030 to get instant access to all $8,000 of our best-selling fitness programs, like 21 Day Fix, Insanity, P90X, T25, and Pio. These programs really work, and this is your one chance to try them for free. Just text the word JOIN to 303030. That's JOIN to 303030 right now, and I'll...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Secretary of Homeland Security Alejandro Mayorkas admitted on Fox News Sunday that the vast majority of Haitian migrants who illegally crossed the border in recent weeks have been released into the United States.
Approximately, I think it's about 10,000 or so, 12,000
have been released.
Yes.
The House will vote Thursday on a Senate-passed bipartisan infrastructure bill, pushing back an original plan vote for Monday. Lawmakers will still debate the bill on the House floor Monday, but actual voting will take place 30 September. A team of investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board was at the site of an Amtrak derailment in north-central Montana that killed 3 souls and left 7 hospitalized Sunday. The westbound Empire Builder was en route from Chicago to Seattle when it left the tracks about 4 p.m. Saturday near Joplin, at the town of about 200 citizens near the Canadian border. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
As President Biden's open border policy has created a crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border, Tom Homan, former ICE director on Fox News, says it's just another distraction when Biden attacks Border Patrol agents.
I talked to 9 retired Chief Patrol agents. I talked to 2 retired CBP commissioners. I talked to 5 chiefs of Border Patrol that were national chiefs, the same position that Raul Ortiz has now. Every one of them, 100% of them, said they did not violate policy, they did not violate regulations. They did their job. But now they're being, you know, thrown on the bus by this administration. It's a shame that the men and women who wear that uniform and put their lives on the line for this country are now being attacked for doing their job. They're, you know, President Biden's decisions, the Secretary Mayorkas' decisions, put them in this position. And they did their job. No one wants to talk about the fact that the Haitians are committing a crime entering the country illegally. It's a violation of federal law to enter this country. It's a crime. It's a violation of Title 8, United States Code 1325. And when they oppose, when they resist arrest, like you saw in the video, that is a felony, Title 18, United States Code 111. But no one wants to talk about the crime being committed, and these law enforcement officers who have the job to enforce that crime, stop that crime, are being attacked.
An Atlas V rocket will launch from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California Monday with the Landsat 9 Earth Observation Satellite. Launch is scheduled for 2:12 p.m. Eastern. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Four at the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner on Monday, the 27th of September. This is the highlight, one of the highlights of the week anyway, is a week that's all about climate. It's Climate Preparedness Week. I think that's one of the reasons there's so much focus on the things that are affecting the climate. Some people say there are a lot of the different things that affect the climate. We're talking about the plastic that's everywhere and what can be done about that. I see the EPA has announced some new regulations that establish a program to cut the use and production of chemicals, the hydrofluorocarbons. How come I can say that and I can't say
so easily
hydrochloroquine or whatever it is?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, but why can I say hydrofluorocarbons and not say the other thing?
That's a great question.
Thank you, Victoria. Anyway, there are a lot of people trying to do a lot of things this week to call attention to what's going on in the climate. I was not being facetious when I said what I did a few minutes ago about the snow. If we had hurricanes that were in the snow season, what would happen? Because there are those sort of things have happened in the past. The one thing, although, did we have a conversation here, or was I participating in another conversation, about the Earth having a population of humans perhaps as much as a billion years ago? Did we have that conversation here? Or was
a billion years ago?
A billion.
Well, we were talking on Friday about the new footprints,
North
the
America
fossils.
Footprints.
Yeah.
But those were in North America.
23,000 years, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are some people who say, and it's possible. I mean, think of how many times the planet has gone through a change. And then use your imagination and think about how much change there have been on other planets that we don't even know about over the course of these billions and billions and billions. I sound like Carl Sagan. Of billions of years. It's mind-boggling to think that we think life, if somebody lives to be 100, that's a long life. Well, I guess in comparison to other people that don't live that long, and in terms of humans, it is. If you look around, the average fly lives for 3 weeks. The average bee lives for 3 months, maybe. Some of them, depending on the weather, don't make it that long even. And so then you look at other, we get amazed to see that sharks have been around since the time of the dinosaurs. So what lives and what doesn't is part of the climate, is it? Is what we have to breathe, is what we have to grow food. Like the ocean is the longest lasting provider of food on the planet, right? And so when we go back to talking about the crap that we're throwing into it, and what we're doing, I am not a crazy environmentalist. I think a lot of the stuff that some of them say is nuts. But I also, you know, like methane gas from cows is going to ruin the planet. I think I find that, as a cow guy, to be ridiculous because I know what the real benefit is of what comes out of the rear end of a cow. But anyway, there's so much money at stake here. So many different companies are starting and, I don't know that it's beneficial. I do think, though, awareness is the key. Don't you, when you think about it, looking at this, the proposal I was just talking about, there's a lot of support for it because there are these new super pollutants that people are talking about, and I don't know if that's just so much malarkey to get people.
No,
to,
this is hydrofluorocarbons are. This is in like the in large refrigerations.
Yeah, right.
Like in grocery stores are kind of like the biggest polluter there. I mean, these things. My cousin works in HVAC, and we were talking over the weekend about it. This stuff is so highly toxic for the environment. This stuff rips through the ozone layer. This is so much more intense, and I think they said it's like 10 to 15 times worse than any other greenhouse gas or the HFCs. It is. This is the stuff that we should have been focusing on all along. I mean, you know, what you would call wacko environmentalists have been talking about this for 20 years, but it's only now, and it has bipartisan support, which is rare, but it's only now.
What
that,
is the bill aim to do? To eliminate them, and what do we replace them with? How do we keep things cold?
Well, it's actually, that's a good question. I didn't know this, but Whole Foods and Aldi stores have already started using alternative refrigerants that are not bad for the environment. So there are other options that are already out there. One of the other things that I thought was really interesting, beyond the bipartisan support, which is great, but the head of the Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute, which is a trade group, they've actually been really behind this, and they said that this is a critical step in the 15-year industry-supported process of phasing down these HFCs.
But don't you remember,
which is great,
when they changed, I remember, and I don't remember how old I was, but I remember people talking about how bad the original stuff is that you used to put in the car to charge up the air conditioning. So that was changed to whatever they use now, and then that has been changed because that's bad for you. So one wonders if this, if they just don't know right now, and I'm not trying to throw a monkey wrench into it. I think being conscious is an important thing, but you know, just wonder sometimes. I think yesterday I was spray painting a wheel, and I think, okay, what about the gas that's used to charge up the stuff that you use for a spray paint? You know, is that the same stuff? Is that bad? You know, it has an odor to it because the paint has an odor to it. But if it doesn't have, you know, what is that? What's the story with that? And wouldn't we be...
Well, they've changed things like hairspray, which used to have HFCs.
Yeah, that was my next question.
So, yeah, hairspray. I mean, it just depends on what brand, you know, that you're using.
Shaving
so.
Cream. Whatever comes out of those aerosol cans.
I can remember as a kid, I remember the big threat was that, because everybody was doing their bang sky high with Aquanet in the 80s, that the risk was that if you broke a styrofoam cup or that if you spray too much hairspray that it was going to rip a hole in the ozone layer. And then I think the ozone actually got thicker. I mean, it is a little bit cyclical. Obviously, some of the stuff that is going on down here is going to affect the environment, certainly. But yeah. I think it also goes in ebbs and flows a little bit because it doesn't seem like we've completely blocked aerosols now. I mean, stuff is still sold that way.
But they're made
right?
differently. Yeah, but they are made differently, though. So, and you're right, the ozone layer has gotten thicker, but it's, you know, a lot of, it's so, essentially because we've taken a lot of different environmental policies and taken away stuff that rips right through it, which
was
pretty bad for a while.
Here's something that comes from a guy who knows too much about how things work. Why in the world can't we just take compressed air and take, in the term of what goes, you know, what makes things cold, you can't do that. But I'm just thinking of aerosol cans. You know, there are a lot of different, I take every once in a while because I like oxygen does great things for your system. I don't have a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, but I get those canisters of oxygen and breathe them. I take nitric oxide. That's not in a compressed can, but why couldn't they do paints that way?
They might actually do that now. I don't know. I haven't done any graffitiing in a very long time, so I don't know.
Okay, well, I was spray painting a tractor tire or wheel, and that's what made me think about it. Let's see what else is going on. The beginning of October means the beginning of Oktoberfest. In fact, what always gets me crazy is that they have, well, not crazy, but I think, why do they call this Oktoberfest? Because it starts in September. So why don't they call it Septemberfest? All of you have Oktoberfest things going on in your cities, Jay, Jen, Victoria? Oktoberfest,
I mean,
a big deal?
We used to have a lot of Oktoberfest stuff, but I don't think it's going to be around just with COVID again. I don't know. I haven't seen much advertising for it, but there used to be a couple of good local ones.
Yeah.
Isn't it more like where German populations are? I mean, I'm in New Jersey. It's all Irish and Italians, so
yeah,
I don't know.
But, yeah, I think some, if like the legit ones. But I think for most people around here, it's an excuse to eat sausage
beer.
And drink beer. So.
Yeah.
Right, big promotion
why not?
For beer outfits.
Yeah, yeah, Alpine Village like did a huge one. Then down by the docks in Los Angeles, like Port of Los Angeles, there's a big festival every single year. And then just kind of in my neck of the woods, they do one usually in, like, little small communities like Montrose have, like, a day of Oktoberfest. But I haven't seen much advertising. I don't know if maybe I'm just missing it or if stuff is still canceled. I don't know.
All right. As there's the lady who runs 23andMe was interviewed because they own another company that makes at-home DNA tests. Did you see that? This woman, her name is Annie Wojcicki, I think it is.
Well, that's what 23andMe really is. You do it at home.
Yeah, that's
and fit into a cup and.
Yeah, that's why I did that one. I think Jen, you did that one too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, same.
Yeah, yeah. We know that, but I'm just thinking that is there a way you can use that? The reason I bring it up is there a way you can use that to test yourself for COVID? Is it? It's not DNA.
They're already doing
the
tests like that. They just take a little bit longer, which is why I think it's. I mean, you can go to a drugstore, I think, and already do the testing and then send it away for results.
Well, wasn't that a huge TikTok thing where people are trying to get false positives by drinking pop or something?
Yeah, there's something that
and they were messing up
the
home test.
The rapid test, yeah.
You can violate the integrity of it, is that what you're saying? By doing something like when you don't want to test positive for drugs, you do something like hire somebody to take your pee.
But like the opposite. Yeah. You don't want to go take that exam at school, so you fake a positive test.
Ah, okay. Well,
people are so
thinking,
dumb.
They really are. 23andMe makes me think about today being Ancestor Appreciation Day. This is dedicated to families all around, consisting of gathering together to recount ancient family histories. So what would we do if we started with you, Victoria, you've got a lot of Irish genealogy. How far back do you know about your family? How far back on is your mother and your father both Irish, right?
No, my mom is French and English. So actually, when we were in Newport last week or the week before, I visited my first great. I don't know how many great grandfathers back he is, but he's buried in Newport, and he died. He came over here and. 1650 something, and then he's buried in the old cemetery there in 1697. So I took a picture with Pops, and so that's the oldest one that we have on my mom's side, and then I'm first generation American on my dad's side, so I think it's kind of cool. I'm like kind of part of the first generations on both sides. But my dad's DNA test went all the way back to King Niall of Ireland, which was really cool, and it went back thousands of years. So And because most people, because it's an island, most people don't move around too much, and Ireland is so small, they're mm-hmm. able to really pinpoint where the DNA, you know, is and where it stayed, and it was really interesting. I recommend 23andMe. Do the whole thing, because it gives you the health workup, and it tells you so many things about your DNA in terms of, like, what you can expect, what carriers you have for different things like Parkinson's and Alzheimer's.
Yeah, what are you susceptible
there's
to?
There's so much. Yeah, there's so much mm-hmm. good stuff. Apparently, yeah. I would be an awesome heroin addict. So yeah. But, you know, the truth is, and I joke about it, but the truth is I avoid opioids because my DNA test came back that I'm highly susceptible to becoming addicted to opioids. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that is, but...
I have a highly addictive personality as well. I did find
well,
that
I don't. It doesn't tell you that. I don't have an addictive personality, but it tells you certain things that mess with your system more. And opioids, mm-hmm. like, you know, after I had surgery in March, they gave me some Percocet, which is an opioid, and I just didn't take it. Just stuck with Tylenol.
All right, Jennifer, what about you and your Czech heritage? That much I know, because I know you from Czech.
Czech and Irish, well, yeah, on my mom's Irish. Side. My mom's family, yeah.
Sweeney?
Czech on my,
I think so.
Yeah, McSweeney, for sure. Uh-huh. We came from Scotland as the fighters, I guess, for Ireland, and we defended County Cork. That's how the legend goes. But anyway, yeah, mostly on my dad's side, very Eastern European. There's a little bit of German, mostly Czech. And my mom's side is mostly Irish, Scottish. And there's a little bit of, like, the English-French mutt from my grandmother on my mom's side, kind of that blend. But, yeah, it's really interesting to see. And it's also a great reminder that we all have come – we're either all Asian or we're black. So it's a really nice reminder that you have Asian roots
connected.
Or you came from sub-Sahara Africa.
We sure are.
Africa.
And what a shame we don't capitalize on that, how much we are all alike, excuse me, instead of all of our differences. What about you, Jay?
Mainly European. Mm-hmm. Mostly British, Irish, French, have some Native American, way back, but not very far back at the same time. Like, mm-hmm. great, 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 great. I think that's how far back it goes.
Great. Great, 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 great.
Yeah, there's like, I mean, on both sides of my parents' families, but more so my dad's side is closer to us in the lineage.
Okay.
But for the most part, like 99.89% European.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think more of us are because that's where the original strains came from that settled in here, other than those who are here already that we tend to forget about, frankly. And let's not, because it's coming up instead of Columbus Day the other day. At 48 after the hour, this is the DJV program.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have
EPI?
Sponsored by AbbVie.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fifty-three past the hour, we found Monday, and seems like just moments ago we were doing a recap of last week, and here we have with all ourselves prepared with all kinds of new info this week, Victoria Keelan on the ready with a bunch of neo-Nazi groups. Oh, this is sweet. Here we go.
I know, right? Yep, so multiple groups of neo-Nazi members are apparently thriving on social media platforms, despite companies saying that they have a commitment to fighting extremism. But dozens of far-right groups use their Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram platforms to spread their ideology. They draw in recruits, and they generate millions of dollars in sales through events and merchandise. So the Counter-Extremism Project found 39 related Instagram profiles, 16 Twitter profiles, and 34 YouTube channels, which have gotten over 9.5 million views, that have been flagged as extremist by the German government. And this is happening in America, too. I mean, this is mostly based in the U.S., but this is happening in Germany. It's everywhere. So the groups on Facebook avoid blatant violations of the rules of using hate speech because they don't post swastikas. They're not that obvious. But if you click on the view shop button, like where their merchandise is, one of the group's Facebook page shows that they have shirts for sale that read, "My favorite color is white." I mean, hello, they get around it. It's technically not a violation, but it's still hate speech. So Facebook says it has 350 people whose primary job is actually to counter terrorism and organized hate, and that they're investigating these pages and these accounts that have been just found now. This is a new study. And so Facebook says that the company has already removed over 6 million pieces of content tied to organized hate globally between April and June of this year alone, and so that they're working to move even faster. And so they're banning organizations and individuals that proclaim a violent mission or are engaged in violence. They're also trying to figure out the hate speech. But again, when you say "my favorite color is white" on a T-shirt, we know what you're saying. But it's hard. There gets to be, then we get in the weeds with the First Amendment and free speech and everything, so that it gets to be kind of murky. Google says that they have no interest in giving visibility to hateful content on YouTube, and they're looking into the accounts that have been identified as well. They'll probably shut them down. And so a Twitter spokesperson told the Associated Press, who led with this story, that they're committed to ensuring that the public conversation is safe and healthy, and that threatening or promoting violent extremism is against their rules. So I think this report kind of let all of the major platforms know, you guys need to do better. You're still not, you know, these people are making millions of dollars selling their T-shirts and selling tickets to events, you know, which are basically like rallies. And so, you know, their neo-Nazism is alive and well.
Lovely. Mm-hmm. All right, in a moment, a new cyber attack to talk about. Like, this should be the daily report, the daily cyber attack. Yep. The hack's coming up after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so let's get back on focus here. What's the latest cyber attack that you have to report on, Victoria?
Yeah, the port of Houston, which is a critical port on the Gulf Coast, but the good news is they successfully defended themselves against an attempted cyber attack, and this actually happened last month, but the report just came out. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency said that they told the a Senate panel about the attack last Thursday morning, adding that they believe that it was a nation-state actor was behind it. And so they said, we're working closely with our interagency partners and the intelligence community to better understand this threat actor so that we can ensure we are not only able to protect systems, but ultimately to be able to hold these actors accountable. And so they said no operational data or systems were impacted, which is a great thing because we know how deadly these hacks can be and how much devastation they can cause. And so they're working with the FBI and the Coast Guard, and they're trying. I mean, obviously, we know fighting cyber attacks and cyber crime is a key priority for the Biden administration. And so there's going to be a lot of assistance, I think, coming from the White House.
There you go.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.